Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shavuos. So we now shift a little bit to discuss not just fields of trees, but other fields as well. Says the Mishnah, Ad imasai churshin b'sdei halavan erev Shavuos. So until what point are we allowed to plow a field of grain during the year before Shemitah? You told me the halacha with trees, but what about grain? Ad shetich lehalicha. Until, says the Mishnah, not such a clear description, but until the moisture, meaning most of the wetness that is in the ground from the winter rains, until that moisture dries up, then you, until that point, you are allowed to keep plowing. Basically, you want to measure what that is. As long as people are still plowing in order to plant melon and the gourd fields, then you're good to go to continue to plow your own grain field. Basically, there's an understanding that these grow even through the summer, and so therefore you could even plow through the summer. Then it says in the Mishnah further, Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? Nasata Toras Kol Echad V'Echad B'Yad. You basically made it that everyone's going to have their own perspective. This guy's going to say it's not moist. This one's going to say it is moist. Ela B'Sdei HaLavan Ada Pesach V'Sdei HaIlan Ada Tzeres. Essentially, where the halacha is the same across the board. Every field has to be can only be plowed until the Pesach before the Shemitah year. And if you have a field of trees, then you have the opportunity potentially to go until Shavuos. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis now begins a discussion over the next few Mishnayos that will wonder what it is that you can actually do during the sixth year. We were so concerned. What are we going to do? Excuse me. In the sixth year, that might potentially make the seventh year look bad, so that we prohibit lots of things. But essentially, we're going to come out that there needs to be two qualifications here. That if what you're doing is going to benefit the crops of the sixth year, and two, there are things that are only Isuri Derabbanan, rabbinic prohibitions, that even in the Shemitah year, they're only rabbinic prohibitions, all of these things would seemingly be permissible in the sixth year. But let's jump in and see what the first Mishnah has to say. Mizablin Uma Adrin Abamikshaos Uvamidlos. So we are allowed to put out fertilizer, and we're allowed to hoe the soil, the dirt, in the fields of melons and gourds, Ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Right, so into the entire sixth year, you could do this, and then v'chein beveis hashlachin. This halach is the same too, that we can spread fertilizer and hoe an irrigated field. Meaning, an irrigated field is one that we know that it won't grow without any watering. So you could do this, fertilize and use the hoe until Rosh Hashanah, the seventh year, so that you can benefit the plants of the current sixth year. And says the Mishnah further, miyablin. And there were these weird, like, wart-like growths that would come on a tree, so we can remove those, mefarkin, and we can cut down extra leaves from trees so that it's not so too much for the tree to carry. Meabkin, we can spread some sort of a dust over the roots of the trees that became uncovered. Meashnin, we can smoke the trees out, meaning we can smoke them out in terms of getting rid of the worms and the insects that live in there. How long can you do all these things? Ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, then you cannot, but until then you're good to go. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af notel hu es he'ale mina eshkol bashvias. A person is allowed to cut off the extra leaves from a cluster of fruit or the like, even on the Shemitah year itself, even in the seventh year. Why? Because it's clear that he's trying to deceive the tree so that it's not destroyed, but he's not trying to help it grow more, so that would be permissible. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.